MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africans, and I guess this is good news, are still planning to travel this Easter, but they are doing it differently. We are cutting costs, we're shortening trips, and increasingly choosing road travel over flights. Why? Well, as rising fuel prices and broader cost pressures bite into our budgets. So the appetite to travel is still there, but the way people are defining value is clearly shifting. So let's get a view on that from Enver Dumini, who's Chief Executive Officer of Cape Town Tourism. Enver, a very warm welcome to you. So the subtext here is that we're not giving up travel, we're simply adjusting our behavior. Do you think this is resilience or early signs of strain as a result of the increasing geopolitical tension around the world?
Well, Jimmy, that's a very good question. I think from what we've seen in the survey is that it's just a shift in travel behavior. We are going into the Easter period. Those that we did interview had, of course, indicated that they had already pre-purchased flights and accommodation, and so therefore they are honoring that. And of course, for them, it's not just a luxury, it's also a well-deserved break, especially with what's going on. Cost of living pressures is a reality, and I think what they are doing is they're adapting their itinerary and their travel program. In fact, some are saying they are going to be spending less on, let's say, eating out or some other general activities, but they still intend to travel. While there are others that are saying, well, look here, I want to stay a little bit longer, so I'm actually going to downscale in other areas. And so we do see that as a change in travel behavior, the intent is still there, which is good. And then when you speak to the operators on the ground, they said, well, look here, the bookings are still remaining positive from a domestic perspective. And so that remains encouraging. So we can see that overlap. Whether it's an indicator of the resilience and the pressure, I think that is something we're still watching at this stage. We haven't seen an indication that there's anything to panic about, but I think the longer the Middle East conflict continues, rising pressure on fuel costs and, of course, on operating costs, and we know that food costs and all these other things will have a lag effect, and that will, of course, put pressure on the industry. But in the conversation, again, with some of our members and partners, they are trying their best to absorb that cost. But of course, the longer it continues, that pressure will have to give in at some stage and may even be passed on to the consumer.
Which is going to make things more difficult for operators, and people in your position are going to have to rethink strategy and approach. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, I think for us, it's about understanding again what the change in travel behavior is and, of course, adapting our products. Affordability is a global issue, not just a local one. And I think, again, this is where smarter reviews of operating efficiencies, costs, margins, and they're not kind of just pushing profitability at any cost. I think this is where both the visitor and the industry need to say, well, how do we ensure sustainability? And we're all going to have to give and take a little bit. But I think, again, that strategy is also how we market the destination, how we also ensure that there's so many things to do in a destination, whether that's Cape Town, Joburg, Durban, that people can do on various budgets. And I think, again, this is where operators need to become a lot smarter, understand the shift in travel behavior, and then meet that requirements, whether it's more flexible cancellation policies, additional value adds to an experience, or even bundling certain things with an airline and with attractions so that they don't have to kind of duplicate spending on marketing. And I think that's where an organization like Cape Town Tourism comes in, is that because we've got certain marketing platforms, we can then, of course, work with industry and say, let's package together smarter instead of kind of do it in silos. So those conversations are happening. But I think also what we are looking at is, again, how do we also add new products into the market? And that becomes a continuous thing, whether there was pressure on the domestic or international market. Those are things we continue to do irrespective.
Difficult, though, for businesses if margins are being squeezed across the industry to adapt, as you're suggesting, their approach and even product and service to more price-sensitive consumers.
No, absolutely. And I think that's always the question for us is how long and how far. And, you know, we can have all these strategies and tactics in place, but of course, tourism is a demand-led industry. And we are going to have to find ways to sustain that. You know, even in conversations we're having with government, again, looking at some of the benefits, some of the zoning, the cost is how do we all absorb something over the medium to long term so that we can sustain the industry, ensure visitors still have a memorable experience and are willing to part with their precious money. And then, of course, to make sure that ultimately we can all get through it. Because, again, that has been proven time and time again, whether it was the water crisis, COVID, etc., is that we remain resilient, but we need to do that in collaboration with communities, with the employees within the sector, and, of course, with the visitors and government.
Difficult, of course, to remain resilient, given that there are so many unknowns, particularly around something like the fuel price, and we really just don't know where that's going to go.
No, absolutely. And I think when there's uncertainty, that's where it's critical for different partners to get together and have conversations and also share what the plans are. Because I think also when we operate in silos, we have these echo conversations within, let's say, accommodation, within tourism, even with, let's say, banking. But the critical thing is for us to get together and start sharing these ideas. And in fact, that's what we've been doing as Cape Town Tourism, is engaging with different partners, different sectors, because we understand that tourism covers quite a few of those sectors. And we're all feeling the same pressures, but we don't have to do it alone. And I think that's the critical thing. But you're right, you know, the longer this happens. But we've also seen this before, that travel demand shifts. What's happening in the Middle East, of course, people are going to choose alternative destinations to go to. Airlines still have to fly. So I think everybody's going to feel the pain. The question is, again, to your point, is for how long? And in uncertainty, we need to have at least some forms of plans of action, and that's what we are busy with. And hopefully, the conflict can resolve itself quickly, and some level of normalcy can start returning. But again, you know, we don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. And all we can do is continue to evaluate and adjust all our plans and programs.
Enver Dumini is the Chief Executive Officer of Cape Town Tourism.